Hey everybody, Eric here. Just a quick announcement for this episode, episode 179 of Pork Fried Dice. Wanted to let you know we were having some significant lag issues while we recorded this session that nobody really recognized until we were in-game. People were dropping out, like I said, lagging, some weird gaps and things that KT tried their best to edit out, but there might be just some little weirdness here and there. Might feel like some people are missing or whatnot, so just want to let you know that's all that was happening. It should be pretty listenable, but it was frustrating to deal with, and just wanted to let you know in case you felt like something was weird. Anyway, on to the show, and you're about to hear my voice again in 3, 2, 1. You're listening to the show about insomnia and dirt food. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Greg, and I play Do.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack. And my social security number is...
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
He's going to make waves. Waves. You heard it here first on Pork Fright.
Except I'll remove all of it because it's about your family. In general, I remove anything about your family because I
never
know. Well,
unfortunately, throughout this whole episode, I'm going to refer to this as Portuguese fried dice, so no one will have any idea.
Please don't do that. I'm going to kill you. It'll be the hardest thing to edit ever.
That's
I hate
hilarious.
It.
That's hilarious. We'll have to come up with a new joke about Portuguese.
All right. Let's.
Hey, guys, Greg ate 3 Portuguese rolls while sitting on stream. That just happened. Anyway. We can't talk about Abby's family or Greg's bread fetish. Those are both off limit.
Bread.
How did it turn into a fetish?
I mean, that's probably something maybe your parents could answer. I'm not really sure.
Oh my god.
Wait, what kind of thing? I didn't think it was very bready. It sounded more meaty. What did you call it?
A Portuguese roll.
Yeah, just the
it's
bread.
A type of, it's like a type of like a baguette is a type of bread. A Portuguese roll
yeah.
is a different.
Oh, really? It's just
like
bread?
I was thinking like a sushi roll, egg roll.
I was thinking Portuguese a sausage roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything other than.
No, it's just
a hard roll.
Just a hunk of bread. 3 of them.
That's so well, like a Kaiser roll. Okay.
Yeah, basically.
Now Greg's okay. Getting turned on.
Oh, man.
Well, I've heard of weirder fetishes.
That's true.
We all have. We have the internet.
Whether we like it or not.
We all have. We're all on Pork Fried Dice.
That's where Abby's learned all of her
yep.
seedy things.
Seriously, let's not... Okay, let's talk about something. How about them Red Sox?
It's winter. There's
no, Abby is future casting.
Oh,
like we
yeah.
all should be.
Oh, nice.
She's the only professional.
Why is it so loud?
Turn down your ears.
That's what I keep telling him. I don't think he has individual ear control.
Turn down your ears. I like it.
Turn down your ears.
And make sure the microphone is on, like the right microphone.
Wait, so how come I... Oh, really?
Just tap the microphone just because I... Yeah, that's right. Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, are we ready?
I have no idea. Why are you asking
ready
me? Aren't you
what?
The DM?
It was inclusive of everybody.
Sometimes we have nothing.
It was not a royal we.
It just depends on...
It was a commoner we.
Oh, God.
Commoner we.
Commodore we.
All right, now you had asked me...
Yeah, when?
Sorry. Previously on Pork Fried Dice, you had asked me that I should write a recap that's normal and also...
What?
...rather thorough, because it's been a little while since we last played.
I did say that?
Yeah.
Today?
But no, it was a little while ago,
okay.
But I didn't do it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yes!
But it was a good idea. We'll put a pin in that.
So I remember in general what's been happening, and
okay.
You all can correct me on my own game where I'm wrong.
Okay.
You guys left Norton
yes.
in search of Chilcharaw and the Lizard Folk
yes.
hideout, den,
yes.
mansion, castle.
Uh-huh.
You don't know really what you're looking for.
Okay.
Place where
yeah,
place
we really
where they
don't,
lay their
do
head.
We? We have no idea what we're looking for.
We're just wandering off. We're like, lizards, we'll find them.
The direction
of the village we come to, we have to burn down immediately.
upstream. Morphina.
It's upstream?
Upstream, yes.
Well, that changes everything.
I went downstream to look for gnomes.
Yeah, that was a little bit downstream. And you've heard that, in general, civilization is downstream. The nearest village is Morrow's Inlet. And then further down is Bear Toggle, and then the way to get to everywhere else, including Tivoli. So really the only direction that matters.
Okay.
But you're not going that way. You're going upstream, because that's where the lizard folk seem to be coming from.
Okay.
So you headed off with Brom, the Nortonian, who won the ticket float, and the rainbow trout said was going to be accompanying you as somewhat
poor
of a guide.
Just because he was randomly picked.
Who knows?
It was the
NPC rainbow
that's
trout's
destined to
will.
Be dead.
You just doomed him.
I'm sorry, but he's an NPC, and we're all like, what are we, level 10 or something?
Guys, I take good care of my NPCs. Don't worry.
No.
Oh. I want to keep them around for as long as possible.
Lies.
Anyway, so you headed up through... there's not really a good path. You're just kind of making your way up through, following the river, trying to follow...
Oh, yeah, you said bushwhack.
Yeah, yep. Pretty much bushwhacking. And Brom's taking the lead. He's got a good machete and hacking a path. You got to a clearing at one point to sit down for lunch, where Will went off and buried his money, the rest of his money, and then an earthworm delivered an almond to Rafina.
Yeah!
That she ate.
Oh, it was an earthworm. I think I remember, like, wondering if it was a caterpillar, like how some people refer to them as insects.
You asked afterwards.
I did?
That
oh, okay.
You thought maybe some people thought it was something and some people thought it was some other thing.
Yeah, and it's an earthworm.
They're like nightcrawler, earthwormy kind of things.
Sorry, I forgot.
Things you'd
bait.
Fish with. Yeah,
okay.
Bait.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a chunk of chum pushed its way up
Ew.
From under the ground and gave Ooh. Rafina an almond. That's a real chum. That's how you know.
That's how you know it's a real I love you. You're funny. Right, go on.
Good word. Also in that clearing, Will notice a centipede that poked out from under a rock that seemed to be looking at him.
Yes.
It scurried away and hid back under this giant rock. Will blasted it. The rock, not the centipede, with a eldritch blast.
Mm.
That's about it. And you kept going.
Just made a connection, actually. Oh my
Did
gosh.
You? What's your
like,
connection?
Way early on, like in one of our early episodes, I think I made a joke about being king of the centipedes. Like, let the centipedes take me. Does anyone remember that I just made a connection? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Tell them.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So in the forest, it was like when Jose was still playing, when Goran was still around, it was just I don't think you guys were there yet, Abby and Alex. But it was like, we were just in the forest and I was saying how awful it was to be in the forest, basically. But then at some point, I was just saying, let the centipedes take me. Or did I say it to Alex and Bathwack in the woods? Now I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure I said, let the centipedes take me.
Well, we haven't.
Let the chums bring me almonds.
Both of those are shirts in our pork fried dice merchandise shop. Store.pfe.
Get it? Merchandise?
Merchandise. Yeah, it's spelled like that. Huh? What?
/poop.html was something we said.
Oh, that sounds good.
I'm like having all these memories of our old episodes, apparently. It's really weird.
It's a nostalgic time of year. It's June or whatever time this is.
November.
Yeah, we need to get it so that we're exactly a year ahead, so everything makes complete sense, seasonally anyway.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
So
I
yeah,
just wonder
the
if
longest
that's
day
something.
Of the year.
That's true every time we play. So yeah, so then you kept going. And then it came to be nighttime. You found another place to settle down, and rather than trek through the woods in the pitch black, you discovered a clump of bioluminescent lobsters.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
In the river. And so you settled down for the night. Everybody was very careful. You regimented out who would be watching when, and then you all realized you couldn't sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And then we found it. Stay Uptown.
Oh, Stay Uptown!
Stay Uptown!
I forgot about Stay Uptown.
Me too. What else happened? Anything? Help me.
The last thing I had written down is, are we already asleep?
Oh, yeah, because we had a talk.
You had a talk.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, nobody can sleep. I think that was, like, the last... Oh, shit. Do you need to listen to what happened?
No, it's all, I mean, we'll be close enough. I know nothing.
Well, what
like...
happened? If we had a discussion, you would have closed it with something. You're going to need to listen to it, right?
You're assuming that I ended it with skill and finesse, which I think is a very generous assumption. Because I think what happened is the night ended, dawn broke, and you all gained the benefits of a long rest.
Right.
And I probably was like, what a great ending. This is so dramatic. Just feels solid and just satisfying. The end tonight. And then I probably did this.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, now I remember. Tonight. Yes.
All right. Brahm was sleeping the whole night, if you recall. He was immune or you're immune, however you want to view it, whichever is the positive. One of you is immune to something to do with sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he wakes up.
Yeah.
He's a pterodactyl!
Doing a yawning gesture, audience. But
yawning?
Yeah, you were like
stretching.
Yawning and stretching, but a screaming sound was coming out.
Yes. Sounds like you were being woken up by hot irons or something.
Well, you guys were really impatient to get moving.
Yeah.
So you wanted Brahm to wake up. That's what happened. You took your irons and you heated them in the fire.
Sweet.
And so Brahm woke up.
Yeah. Or we've all just been up. I don't think I would have laid down that whole time. Then I would have just...
just lay flat on your back, just staring up at the stars.
I would have gotten up and talked to people and been like, you guys, we're dead, right? That's why we're not tired. We're just fucking dead. That's what it is. We're in some kind of afterlife.
I probably
forever.
Made a joke about a smoke monster or something like that.
Probably. Yep. Yeah. But I'm saying that's what I'm saying right now. Did I do a bad job of saying that?
Yeah.
Sweet.
You sound like you were still trying to recap.
No, I'm saying you just said Brahm.
Brahm wakes up. What does Will do?
What Will notices that Brahm has a third eye drawn in the middle of his forehead.
Brahm does?
No, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, none of us could sleep. I'm sure
we where did Bathwack draw it?
Things that we did.
And why wasn't it a penis?
So.
Did he really do that?
No.
He didn't?
He didn't sound like it.
What? Bathwack's a trickster? Is it only with Will?
I don't know.
All right, fine.
Maybe Will has one drawn on
him. I was writing
him.
It down. I was excited. But I guess it's not true.
I drew the penis on Will's forehead.
Yeah.
The penis.
I just drew the odd.
The penis.
That's how bored you guys got. Will was like, hey, could you draw a penis on this?
Yeah, he wasn't asleep.
Mm-hmm. I know, for real. Oh my god.
All right. So, eventually, Brahm catches a glimpse of his face in the stream, and he washes all of the different drawings off. And then you head on further up river.
Okay.
Let's say, come sort of mid-morning, mm-hmm. Brahm makes a motion for you all to halt. He holds his hand up.
Mm.
And screams halt at the top of his lungs.
He sings halt! And he looks down, and he says, I think there's sign here.
Sign?
I think there's sign.
What?
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 A sign?
Look.
A sign? I don't see any signs.
I look around as if there's like a town sign. That's what Will's looking for.
Where are we?
They have neon here. I can't believe it. No, look.
What?
Sign. You know, like tracks.
What? Of what?
Look. And he points down in the it's kind of muddy here. It looks like a footprint of a lizard person.
Ooh.
What should we do?
Follow them.
Really? Okay.
Well, that's why we were sent. That's why you're with us.
Yeah, I just don't know.
I want to do...
What?
I want to do a rubbing.
That was
on what?
This is neither the time nor the place.
Rafina pulls out a big piece of paper.
Will glares at Rafina. He's like, "That's terribly immature," and his scrunched up face makes the penis look all shriveled. This is very serious business.
I can't wait for the Monty art. Didn't they already do something with a penis draw on a person?
Yeah, they totally did. Oh my gosh, so funny.
All right.
Okay.
So Rafina's
holding up a
recording
big piece of
the
paper.
Track.
Okay, cool.
She puts it over the footprint and robs a crayon across.
And
what I meant, guys.
Yeah. And the imprint of mud on the bottom of the paper vaguely resembles the shape of the footprint. Very vaguely.
Will's like, what is this arts and crafts hour at the library or something?
Will's still mad about losing the well dressing contest by not entering. All right. Brom sets off, this time much more slowly, attempting to follow the tracks and sign left behind by lizard folk or lizard folks. What?
I'm going to just be like, Will's going to be like, wait a second. Who here has ever done this? He says, having never done this before in his life.
Done what?
Like, I don't know, tracked an animal or a creature somewhere and like having no lay of the land or anything. I mean, I guess we did it when we were tracking the werewolves.
Do raises his hand.
Okay. Yeah.
Brom does not raise his hand.
You've never done it before. Why are you leading us?
Do you want me to go first, Brom?
Yeah, sure.
We've just been following this NPC. It's probably like the tracks of some other entire thing. It's not even lizard folk. What do people do? Like, should we... We know nothing. Do they live underground, Brom? Will's suddenly freaking out. Like, wait a second.
I'll get to the bottom of this.
do you know anything about where they live? Anything? Because, like, right now, they could just spring up from underneath us. I have no idea. He looks around at the other adventurers. Assuming that the first time he ever saw Bathwack, he was like, looking like an epic hero on a bridge with zombies, so he's gonna be like, I'm assuming you do this as a thing.
Nature, is this like nature skills?
Are you asking me or Will?
What skill would be closest to tracking and stuff like this?
Which Girl Scout badge is it?
Survival.
Survival, all right. Yeah, okay, Bathwack can kind of do that.
Yeah, but besides the tracking, guys, still, what would someone do if they were... This is me role-playing Will not being somebody who would go after a group of people just living in a town all the time, you know?
Yeah.
In the woods.
It's clear. Don't worry.
It's not just about the tracking. I'm talking about a plan, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, what are you worried about? We've always been fine.
Clearly.
This is the safest place we could be.
The same.
Exactly.
Will, do you have? I'm Brom. Brom says.
Okay.
Will, do you have a plan?
No, I'm asking all you people who like live in the woods and stuff if you have a plan.
Well, I live in the woods, but I fish.
All right. When you go to attack a group of fish, what do you do to do that?
Well, we first have to find them. Then we have to scout.
And then we need the bait.
But what if we follow their footsteps right up to where they're standing and then they just kill us?
The hope is that you're a good enough tracker that you have a little bit more warning than that.
I'm not. That's why I'm making sure that you guys who are good at tracking stuff are on it. Because we were following Brom for a while, and no offense, Brom, you apparently didn't know what you were doing.
Look what I found.
I mean, I think the idea is since we're following them, we're going to surprise them. Right?
Oh, God, Bathwack.
Everyone's dumbfounded. Everyone's like, yes, Bathwack, yes.
Yeah. Oh no, he's in charge or something. What happened? What are we doing?
Yeah, let's do what Bathwack says. He's the mayor.
That's just a Velaki, which is in Barovia, which is the dumbest place in the world. Also, no offense to Dew, I guess.
I also own a tavern.
Hmm?
I also own a tavern.
You own a tavern? That's
true. I own a tavern. Yeah.
Tavern owners are always reliable. They have good plans.
Good. Yeah, that's so
Tell
true.
Tell us the plan.
Let's go get a drink.
So, okay. So the plan is we're following Dew. Dew's done this before.
All right.
Right, Dew?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But that's not the whole plan.
No, we first got to get a sense of what's going on.
Yes.
Then we go to step two of the planning stage when we decide how we're going to take them out.
Right. So we're going to track them until we figure out more, like where they are, where they came from, or where they're going.
All right. I think I agreed to this adventure because I realized that I was a pretty strong magic user now, and these guys we killed pretty easily, so I'm okay. Let's go, guys.
Let's do it.
You just fire off Eldritch Blasts in the air.
Pew, 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 pew. Oh, man. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do. Give me a survival check.
That I can do.
You better be able to.
Yeah.
If I could figure out what
One of
to add to what.
Pork Fried Dice's least used skills, I feel like.
Survival.
You said survival?
Mm-hmm. I did.
I can't find a
d20. Then you failed.
Bad. Oh, wait.
You get a
zero. Shoved into your Portuguese roll.
Okay, that is... What the hell is that? That is 9. That is 14.
14. All right. So, you start following the tracks. In places where it's muddy, it's easy to just pick out the footprints. These, you know, you've met them and... You can tell from the footprints, they're pretty heavy, so they put a lot of weight down and they make, you know, sizable impressions into the mud. Some places it dries out a little bit, but you have done this before. This is kind of your thing. And so you're able to pick up other hints, clues to string you along between, you know, footprints, broken sticks, and whatnot.
This behavior is completely fascinating to Will because he's never, like, followed a tracker anywhere.
Okay.
I'm just like, what is this guy?
Sure.
I'm gonna, like, that's why I, like, look at Rafina's, like, what is this guy? This guy is so
he's
weird.
He's boring.
What the hell does that mean?
He's looking for lizard folk poop.
This is disgusting. I thought
that is,
Barovia.
That is not what I'm, that is not what I'm doing. I'm trying to reassure Will, because I feel like he's hanging by a thread as it is.
Yes. As you say that, you find a small sort of off trail where it looks like one of them went off and took a crap.
Liar!
But no. I said I wasn't looking for it. I just happened to find it.
That lizard folk rolled under a 4 on their check that I made them roll.
Oh my god.
Which, yeah, you guys have been out in the woods for
a day
and a half.
Oh no!
Is it like yawning? You see a pile of poop and
you
have the urge.
Oh god.
It's contagious.
Yeah, the poop is contagious. It's some kind of disease. We all get dysentery.
Yeah, you all really have to poop.
It's an episode of Oregon Trail. Episode.
It's my favorite Netflix show. By the time this releases, that will be out.
Oregon Trail, an original series on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Nice.
With Reese Witherspoon and Reese Darby.
I want to see that.
That's
amazing.
What did they have for dinner?
I didn't go look.
Probably Portuguese rolls. I don't know. yeah, Dew didn't look. Do you look, Rafina? Do you investigate
That's
to see?
That's disgusting. Of course not.
Oh, Nick's not here to make him lick it or anything.
Nick, lick it. Aw. We all get a little bit sad suddenly. We don't even know why. Nobody said that out loud. We just get sad. Nick would have licked that poop. I miss Nick.
No, it's, we could have convinced Nick to look at him, is really the thing you're missing. All right. So you're continuing onwards. I would like everybody to give me a stealth check.
Oh, crap.
No.
Unless you're not trying to be quiet.
Can we do a perception check to see if we hear anything?
Well, sure, but it's not like you know you're making a stealth check right now.
No, as we're in the woods, like, should any of us roll a perception to see if we hear anything?
If you're trying to look around, or...
Yeah.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Do both.
All right. Oh my god, I got a natural 20 for my perception.
Ooh. Oops, wrong one.
Oh, no.
You would have won the game if you'd been heard.
I got a 12.
My stealth is 13 plus.
I got a 9! Sorry. That's just 22. How I imagine a Bathwax sounded in the woods.
I got a 9!
With a 9.
I got a 16 stealth.
And a 12 from Rafina.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you're all creeping along through the woods, and you notice that Bathwax must have missed just a small bit of his armor when he was cleaning it, because there's a little bit of a squeak when he's walking. Just...
I prestidigitate oil. I have no idea what I can do.
Oil can.
Prestidigitation can probably remove rust, right?
Prestidigitation to remove rust?
Sure, it's like a type of cleaning. You're the Baron of Cleaning.
Wow, that's a good power. I'm going to write that down.
All right.
Is that okay?
Sure. So, Bathwack, give me another stealth roll now that Will has... Oh. Cleaned your rust spot.
It's worse.
We'll see.
10, 11.
Oh, okay. You all feel like you're being pretty quiet.
Okay.
It's a mid-morning woods. You know, there's animals and such. It's not like you're creeping down a empty hallway with nothing around or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a natural 20 on your perception roll, Will.
Yes, I do.
It down. You hear off in like very far distance. You don't. It's just because you hear everything because you feel like everything is a wolf that's about to come out and eat you because that's your experience in the woods.
Yeah.
You hear splashing.
Splashing.
The tracks have sort of led you away from the river, but you think it might be vaguely in the direction of the river. But it doesn't sound like a running river. It sounds like something splashing in the river.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
All right. I'll motion for somebody to stop. I feel like I'm probably in the back, so I have to, like, touch somebody and be like... like, I'm, like, tapping whoever is in front of me on the shoulder. Be like, stop. Like, just, you know, to make everyone stop. I don't know if it goes up the line. I'm not going to, like, run up the whole line. Stop!
It's like telephone, but with tap. By the time it gets up to the front, Rafina slaps Dew right in the face. But it works. Everybody stops.
All right. No, I say plop!
Yep.
Okay. So I'm like, do you guys hear that? Over there. And I gesture in the direction where I hear the splashing.
Everybody roll me a perception check.
I got a 6.
I got a 23.
Huh? What? Roll what? I got 4.
Huh? What?
All right. You can hear it as well. And now that you both are listening, it sounds like a creature or creatures moving through, like stepping through water.
Oh. Tell me that's just like a river sound, right? It's not things moving.
It's awfully, awfully, what you said, like regular.
Yeah.
Is it something taking a bath?
Oh, man, I don't want to come across that either.
Can anyone see?
Is it ahead of us or to the side?
It's like to the side.
I think it's worth going to take a look.
Okay. I agree.
Okay.
Here we go.
So you all head over, sort of through the bushes. You get to near to the river, and you can sort of peer through the bushes that line the edge of it along the bank. And you see in the river, sort of walking away from you, There are two lizard folk, and one sort of jumps up and sort of dives down ahead of him. Like, they're all in like sort of knee-high water, and he's kind of near the other shore, and he jumps up just standing where he is, and then looks like he just dives down into the river.
Whoa.
And disappears. Hmm. And then the other one steps up behind him and does the exact same thing.
Whoa.
And they don't come back up.
Correct. And based on where they're standing, it doesn't look like they're, unless there's like a pool there, it doesn't look like there's a, they're not like swimming in the river from what you can tell. It looks like relatively shallow water here.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
So it doesn't look like they should be able to dive.
Right.
And yet they dive.
From where you are.
Mm-hmm. So is that like where their secret lair is? And does this mean that we need to be able to be underwater indefinitely now?
I would hope that the rainbow trout would, I almost said carp, rainbow trout would,
Brom almost killed you.
Would have properly equipped us if that was necessary.
I mean, I...
Do we see anybody else heading toward that spot? Is there anybody else in the vicinity?
Roll another perception check.
Everyone or just him?
Whoever's looking.
What did he
ask? Oh, natural 20!
Anybody is around.
That was crap. 9! I got
as
a
soon
9!
As these rolls need to accomplish something, they're going to be 3s.
Yep. perception.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, just 10.
Will, you don't see anybody else around, any other creatures or anything like that, nor do you do, but you have been out in the wilds enough and seen your share of rivers and whatnot. You've done your, you know, fishing and things. You know what to look for. And that's very curious where they jumped into the water there. And you can tell sort of by the way that like the surface of the water is and the currents and the way the eddies form. You think that there is a potentially a deep spot there.
Mm.
I turned to Brom to ask him something I probably should have asked before. Do you know if the lizard folk speak common? I know when we were attacked that they shouted and was it Draconic?
It was Draconic, yeah.
Do they, like, if we captured one and tried to get information, would that be a total waste of time?
Hmm. No, I could talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Bathory could talk to him. Maybe then the question is, are they the sort of creatures that can be reasoned with, or is this just like, we got to kill them?
I honestly don't know. We haven't been in that situation. They've come in and
raided us. Well, it's good to know
that
Bathwack can.
Yeah, I've never heard them speak anything I could understand, just gibberish. I've never heard them say anything intelligible, but if Bathwack can understand it, I guess that point might be moot.
So nobody right now, I'm asking the group, nobody right now can breathe underwater, is that correct?
I can't.
Does anybody have a scuba suit?
Scuba suit? I think you have the closest thing.
Yeah.
You have a ring of swimming.
Totally have the ring of swimming.
I'm not ready to go in there by myself, though, guys.
I will go. Rafina and I can go. Because it's not. How far from the bank is this secret grotto?
It's pretty close to the opposite bank.
Okay.
Right.
Like a few
feet
away.
We could go
away.
Across. I mean, the concern that I have is that if they, like, this would be like kicking a hornet's nest, and they're just going to like pour out of this hole in the river, and we're going to be surrounded.
Mm-hmm. Were the tracks heading this direction? I say as Will, because I don't think he would have known whether we're following tracks. He was just following the sound.
I'll answer for Dew, because I am aware of the world. They weren't directly heading there. You heard the noise and sort of broke off of the tracks, but they could have been. You're not sure. You'd have to go back and continue to follow them.
Like, I wonder if there's another entrance or so. Oh, sorry, if Dew wants to answer.
Oh, no, no, did that covered.
What he said!
That was why I had that thought. Like, I just wonder if maybe they were going off, like, maybe another group of them or something.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, maybe they're multiple places.
Well, we
to
can
enter.
Backtrack and see if there's another entrance, because trying to enter underwater, not knowing what we're getting into, would be not great.
Very skippy.
Not Gert.
Yeah.
It's like shit super. In the bed, Greg. Do you want me to be disconnected?
My is bouncing all over the place.
Ooh.
What? You're leaving?
All right. It's just you and KT and me, Alex.
It's the Bathwack and Will show.
Yay! Beep. I am trying to see if I have anything that could do anything about.
We should do a side show water. Where it's you guys just running your tavern.
Yeah! It'd be great. Will's grumpy the whole time. But then they learn how to be best friends. Yeah. And then we have to have a sitcom, you know, theme song. Yeah.
Just sang it.
I think it's so cool to slam the drinks down on the bar, but I keep breaking the glasses. You know, you know, like slide him down the bar to the person they keep flying off the end.
You know? He's knocking people out with the cups because of his slide. It slid so far, shot across the room, killed a guy. Bathwack! These are paying customers!
Only do that to the ones that have too large of a tab.
Yeah.
So, where were we?
No! Give me a word instead, please. That I can handle.
I'm so dead today.
Yeah. I think we all are. Well, I am.
All right. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. 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 Okay.
Ooh,
okay.
It keeps going.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe instead.
Okay. 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 All right. So, you guys are talking about what to do. Will was looking through his spells in his mind to see if there was something you could do to figure out who's under there, if there's anybody under there. While you guys are talking about this. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, up from this area where these lizard folk had dived down in, dived.
And dive.
It's the past, or the future past, perfect. Up from, there's a big splash, and shooting up out of the water comes a lizard folk person. Ah! Folk.
Oh.
And then another.
Like a loon?
And then another.
Uh-oh.
I added that to my soundboard yesterday. Do you like it?
For real? Oh, no. I believe you!
How far away are they?
Same spot. They're across the river where those other ones had end-dived down in.
I'm just wondering how far, like, are we hundreds of feet away, or is it like on the horizon for us? Is it?
You're on the other side of the river. You're close to the edge, hidden in the bushes, the underbrush. At this point, the bear toggle is about 60 feet across, so they're relatively close. But they jump out and they immediately march out of the river and into the trees on the other side.
May
I throw on my cloak?
There were two questions. Upwind or downwind? The wind is sort of traveling down river, so neither.
Okay.
And what was the question about Rafina?
I want to throw on my cloak. May I?
You may not. No, I'm kidding. You may.
Oh, crap.
This is D&D. You can do whatever you want with your cloak.
Okay. I put my cloak on.
All right. Everybody, nobody can see Rafina anymore.
Or elvenkind, my elvenkind cloak.
You've stolen Bathwack's cloak.
Oops. I think this is yours. It doesn't fit me.
So yeah, that's what happens.
So they're going up over a hill and away?
Hill. They went up. They
over
went
to the
other bank. They went into the woods on the other side of the river.
Oh, into the woods. I was trying to think, remember what the heck the obscuration was.
Were they carrying anything when they came out of the hole?
Weapons.
Just weapons. That was the new thing.
Yep. Spears and shields. The other ones had spears and shields too.
Huh.
And it's all wooded. Like, basically...
This is just wild. Yeah, you've not run into any paths, any real sign of civilization
at all. There's no, like, fields or anything that we've been in. It's mostly just woods that we've
hit little clearings and that kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, varied topography. But,
Man.
Nothing distinct, like a... Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if we can find... I wonder if there's another way in. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is the back way in. Who knows? But...
Yeah.
Like... I don't think we want to just go charging right in.
No, we don't.
That would be foolhardy.
Mm-hmm. I could.
Brom's just looking around at all of you, just waiting for you to decide. He's been a little nervous ever since Rafina mentioned the concept of bait.
This is when things fell apart with my connection last time, but that's what I had been trying to say. We could return... the way we came back to follow the tracks that Brom first found and see if there is another way into this lair.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
How far have we traveled along the tracks?
You were going for a good, I don't know, 45 minutes or so. But it was slower.
Okay. Wow. That's not the diversion, is it?
No. That only took a couple minutes. You heard the noise from the tracks.
Oh, I see. You're saying we can continue along the tracks.
Yeah,
the tracks are just, yeah. Let's do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
You think you can find this place again, even if we go back?
I believe
back onto the tracks?
I believe so, yes.
As long as that pile of crap is still there.
Yep.
I'm gonna
sporing.
I'm going to put
just like piled up like a cairn.
That's how they mark their trails.
Yeah.
I'm going to put like a mark on a tree that's like right across from where we saw them.
Like where diving. you were hidden, basically.
Yeah, I have chalk, but I also have prestidigitation. Chalk would stay longer if we're gone for more than an hour, so I guess I'll use the chalk.
Cool.
All right, I put an X on the tree. Not facing them, facing us.
Uh-huh.
All right, cool.
All right. So yeah, you head back to the tracks and you follow them. Eventually, they wend around and then turn back and hit the river very close to where you saw them cross and dive in. Hmm. So you think it is reasonable to assume that these tracks lead there, whether it was the ones you saw dive in or not, you're not sure.
Hmm.
You didn't see any offshoots or anything like that.
Well... What kind of wildlife has been in these woods, like, that Will has witnessed, like, any kind of bird?
Squirrels, lots of different types of birds. Yeah. You caught a glimpse of a deer once.
Okay, I'm going to say bird.
Bioluminescent lobsters.
Yeah, no, more of like a bird, because I was going to say, like, I could potentially scout out over the woods, like, maybe where they're going. If I cast the spell right, which I don't think I've ever cast on myself before. Yeah, I could.
Well, it would be useful.
Yeah.
If this is just a little outpost.
Yeah. Should I do that? Let's see how long I can hold it. I think it's like an hour out of character. Up to 1 hour. So I could do that. I mean, if you guys, you know, who wants to be crossing rivers in our nice clothes, I say, gesturing to only myself. if we don't have to, we could find another way around if this is just some nothing, you know, thing over here. So, might as well, right? You guys cool with waiting? Okay. All right. Then, I'm like, don't look at me! And I go behind a tree and try to cast the spell. I don't think I've actually cast it before.
You gonna tell everybody what you're gonna cast?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I don't even know.
I mean our players.
Oh, sorry.
And our
polymorph.
Listeners. There you go.
I thought you were set in character. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, polymorph.
We know you keep everything secret from everybody.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Well, in this case, he's like worried that he doesn't know how to.
I'm going to go behind this tree and nothing will happen and wait here for an hour and then I will have more information and I won't share it with you.
Shut up. All right, yep, I'm going to cast that, and I'll be, like, look, one of the more common birds that I've seen in the area.
Something small.
Yeah, but it's got to look good. Is there one that looks good?
You're a peacock.
Great blue heron.
Great blue heron.
Great blue heron. Oh my god.
An ostrich.
Yeah, I was just going to say an ostrich.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
A hummingbird.
That's cool, but too, like, yeah, no. I can't do that. I won't fly fast enough. It's got to be something decent.
Peregrine falcon.
Is there anything in black? Will asks his animal.
A raven?
What? A raven? Is there? Are there ravens in these woods? That reminds me too much of Barovia. What about just like a crow or like a little blackbird?
Oh, the bird that most people confuse for a raven? Sure.
Oh, you butt. Fine. Blackbird. Have you seen that?
How about a grouse? They don't fly much either.
I like... I have to like waddle
turkey.
Across the
turkey.
River.
But Will does grouse a lot.
That's
turn
true.
Turn you into a turkey. Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, you instinctively can only turn into a grouse.
Terrible. Yeah.
Blue-footed booby.
A lina bird.
Yeah, something that really stands out.
Flamingo?
Yes, there we go.
Yeah.
A like, red-winged blackbird?
Yeah, something like that.
Great.
Black.
Done. Boom. Right, red-winged cool. blackbird.
That didn't take long at all.
That was pretty good for us. That would have usually been like half a session, one entire episode. Like the one we just released where you guys spent, I think, pretty much the whole episode determining what to do with the group of cats that you found in the castle after slaughtering the witches. It took so long.
Yeah, it was very long. Yeah, well, that was right. Like Monty said, you should have named this one the Cat Conundrum.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, definitely the one where we talk about cats for
like
a full hour.
We joke about stuff taking the entire session. Mm-hmm. That literally took, I'd say, 80% of that episode that we just released. Probably.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
Bam.
And now we can spend the rest of this episode
talking
about
the cat conundrum. Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. So.
Greg had this Rube Goldberg idea about like putting a candle under a rope to close a door.
Oh, yeah.
Will joked about throwing them out the broken stained glass window and then immediately assured the players and the characters that that
murderer.
Was a joke.
Yeah.
I think we talked about... No, that probably wasn't then.
All right.
You're a red-winged blackbird.
Okay.
How does it feel?
Really weird. I've never done that before. And then I immediately think of Bernard and go like, how was that to be dead and then be... You know what? No, I can't think about it. Can't have emotions. Bye. And I start flying away.
Leaving
I probably like fall out of the sky a little bit.
A red-winged tear falls to the ground.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
All right. Then you take to the air.
Yeah. I'm like trying to get the hang of it. Yeah. And then
part
I go.
Part of the spell. You just know what you're doing.
I go and I take a shit on Bathdog's head. I'm just kidding!
Back and forth over Bathdog pooping constantly.
All right. That's 35 minutes done. I have 25 minutes left to go scout out the other side.
Give me... So you're looking for anything that maybe a proper entrance, a structure, people.
Any of that, but especially because we just saw people come out of the river. I want to follow them if I can in a way that is not too weird. Sure. I don't go sing blackbird songs at them or something weird. Like
blackbird fly. All right. Give me 3 perception checks.
Whoa. 18.
Just roll the 3 of them and then.
Okay. 18, 7. Come on. 20, natural 20!
All right,
so. What was the perception? Oops. All right, so 19, 8, and 21.
And a natural 20. Okay. So, with those series of checks as you're flying around, you're able to pretty quickly pick up the troop of 3 lizard folk, which are heading off. They look like they have a purpose, but you can't really see. There's no trail or anything. They're not following like a path. Mm-hmm. While you're following them, maybe flitting back and forth so it doesn't look obvious, but also seeing what you can see.
Mm-hmm.
In the vicinity that you can that follow, you don't see any other entrances, at least obvious. No obvious structures or anything like that. No places where things are coming and going from up at your vantage point anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You see another group of lizard folk on your side of the river. It looks like they have just caught... a deer.
Oh.
live. They didn't kill it. They caught it. And they have trussed it up, and it looks like they're carrying it potentially back towards the river where you saw them dive in and out.
Oh, shit. Like, so where everyone else is waiting?
I don't know that you were right there.
Weren't we?
I don't know.
You said we went around, like... We followed their tracks, and so we're in that area.
Yeah, I
guess
that
it would have depended
area.
If people thought of moving.
They're pretty far. They're pretty
that.
Far away, okay. So you would have some time. You don't have to really rush back and hop around and try to.
Wow, I'm seeing
peep
a lot.
Out a. Okay, you rolled a natural 20.
Awesome. Okay.
The other group, they're both groups of three, are still heading off. And when you check back on them, you don't know if they're patrolling or hunting. They seem to be alert. And all business. Mm-hmm. They're not messing around. There's no. They're not playing grab ass, if you will. I love that phrase.
Yeah.
I just read it in a Stephen King book today. So.
Yeah, of course you did.
Of course I did.
I meant, of course, Stephen King.
Of course you did.
No, of course Stephen King totally uses that phrase. I as soon as you said it was Stephen King, I was like, of course it was Stephen King.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you have a pretty good fly speed, so you're able to sort of canvas the area.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else really stands out to you.
Dang.
And it seems like this point in the river is really the only central point around. You feel pretty sure that from your vantage and what you can see, there you don't see any other way of comings and goings.
Jeez. And like no... So just two groups of three lizard folk on both sides of the river.
Yeah, opposite sides of the river, yeah.
And what are these three doing? Like, they just are wandering around?
They're not wandering. It looks like they're just heading outwards away.
Like far, okay.
Pretty far, yeah. They don't seem uncomfortable or scared or anything. It seems like this is routine, maybe.
Hmm.
It reminds you of patrols that, like, maybe would have patrolled Tivoli, like groups of, like, lawmen or whatever. Bobbies, you probably
like,
call them
so
in Tivoli.
They seem to maybe be going on a path that they've gone on before, not just heading out towards some other destination.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hmm. So maybe, okay. All right, I mean, I guess I'll fly back. I don't know what else to check for. Am I being dumb? Like, I don't know.
You rolled a 20, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Not trying to hide anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'll fly back.
Yeah, you're able to make it back, and, you check on sort of the position of that other group, and they're kind of getting close, so you can be of enough time to get back and transform behind, you know, in one of those blue and white striped tents you find on the beach, so you can change discreetly.
Change?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I don't have to put my clothes back on, do I? Thought you were going to make me do
No, but when you transform back, you're wearing one of those old-timey bathing suits. And you're holding a barbell with two spherical weights on either end.
Nice.
Everybody, the mustache finally makes sense.
Yes.
All right. Man, can I go closer to the people that the lizard folk with the deer? Like, do they look like they're a hunting party? Or do they look like also like equipped the same as the other?
They're equipped the same.
Okay.
Whether they... were patrolling and then found this and took advantage to bring it back, or maybe they just went out to hunt. You
okay,
know.
All right. Well,
you
then
don't
I'll
speak the language,
I'll
so you can't
fly back to the group and like Will land on a branch like relatively nearby and like hop back and forth for a second because he's just like, I don't want to change back yet because it's going to be wasting the rest of this magical spell that I can do.
You used most of it to do this.
Right. I'm just trying to think. Yeah. Will's anxious. I'm just trying to depict his anxiousness.
Sorry. I just want to make sure I was clear in communicating
about,
what just happened.
You know, making the decisions when it comes to these magic spells. So
managing time and resources.
Yeah. He's very, you know how he is. So yeah.
Yes, I know how both of you are.
And then I'll change back and walk up to the group and be like, so, there's some bad guys coming our way. Let's move a little further away from this entrance because I'm guessing they're going to go in this way. Huh. They're on this side of the river, so let's just, you know, and I'm just like shooing people in some direction.
Okay.
Where can we hide for a little bit?
Yeah, you can hear the deer. You can hear it's like kind of screaming.
Oh, yeah.
It's alive.
That's them. Screaming deer. Is anyone listening?
No, they've all just
like
stayed quiet.
Deer.
Sounds just like Brom waking
see, they're
up.
They're delayed now. See? They're very delayed.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we delayed?
Very.
My connection just went to hell.
Yeah.
So you were a bird and you saw the deer and you came back.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So do we hear anything?
You heard the screaming deer and these creatures.
Oh, yeah. And then I said, yeah, that's a screaming deer.
Why is the deer scream? They're hunting and they didn't kill it?
Yeah, they didn't. Is that not normal? I have no idea.
That is not normal.
It's suboptimal.
Oh.
How many are there bringing the deer?
Three.
Is it just one deer?
Yep.
Ah, crap.
Well, I don't get it. Is it like, is this a bad thing that people...
Well, Dew is thinking in terms of helping out the deer.
Rafina's in that mindset.
He's obviously hunted deer before, but, you know, he doesn't let them suffer.
Yeah, and Will just has no... I'm just portraying Will and his ignorance of hunting. He's not a hunter.
I have my cloak, so I am going to head that way.
I'm going to follow.
Noiselessly.
No! Guys, no!
Dew looks back at Will and just motions him to be quiet.
Yes, hush. Hush up.
What?
All right, so Dew and Rafina are heading off towards the lizard folk.
What's happening?
You both need to give me stealth checks. I'm assuming one of you said silently, so we'll see how silent.
Or being quiet.
And Rafina, you have your cloak, so you get to make this with advantage.
Like that is a total of 20.
Okay.
14.
Will?
Am I going with them?
You took an intake of breath. I thought you were going
to
say something.
Oh, I was just going to say I might turn to Brom and be like, you might want to go somewhere back further that way where I thought there's maybe nobody. Just to be like, get away. Like, you're going to die.
I mean, the rainbow trout thought I should be with you.
Yeah, but for now, it sounds like these two are going to cause a fight. And you're probably not a fighter, so... I know I look like a fighter, I say sarcastically, with these really nice clothes, but I'm at least a little more experienced than you, so go away.
All right, he goes off into the bushes a little bit and sort of peers out from behind a tree.
And then I look at Bathwack and I put my hands across my chest and I'm like, that was pretty heroic, right? I sent the weak guy away. I'm fitting right in with you guys, right? Yeah. You own a tavern with me, Bathwack!
Yeah, Will. Yeah. What?
What? I sent Brom away. What are you looking at, Bathwack?
Sorry, it's really beautiful.
What is? This is nature. It's all disgusting.
The way the sun hits the leaves. Yeah.
Oh God.
I got an idea for our tavern.
Oh, really? What is it? Leaves? Terrible idea! What's the idea? I want to hear it so I can fucking veto it right away!
I think we need skylights.
Actually, that's not so bad. I hope they can. You know what? When we go back to town, we should mention that. And then I look at him and I realize that I'm like being friends with him. And I'm like, ugh, these people are going this way. Let's go this way.
A few hours later, Will and I are like, that's great. We've got it all worked out. The forest is burned down. Our friends are all dead.
The river's dried up.
All right. So, Operation Deer Hunter.
Okay.
No, but wait, where did you send Brom?
I just, away.
He waves from behind a tree.
Okay. All right. Hey, Brom. Stay safe.
Yeah,
he nods.
That tree will protect you, I say, right, sarcastically.
Operation Goodwill Hunting. Here we go.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, you two were able to creep up on the group of lizard folk carrying the deer. They seem focused on their task. And what Will had said seems to scan. There looks like they're heading back towards the point in the river where you saw the other ones. Or maybe them, you don't know, dive in. To the river.
And the deer, you said, is all tied up, but not injured.
They've got it trussed up on a... They've got, like, a stick.
But it's not, like, bleeding
It doesn't look like they've... it's not bleeding. You would know pretty easily that you think one or two of its legs are broken.
Is it tied to a summer stick?
But it doesn't...
Is that where that came from? Summer stick.
That infuriates me.
Yeah.
But it's not... It doesn't look like it's gonna... It's in danger of dying or anything like that.
But it would be
in
pain.
Too bad.
Oh, it's certainly...
Rafina is thinking of killing the deer just to put it out of its misery, but I also want to get information from the deer.
I think, speaking very quietly, if we attack, how good is your sneak attack? I've seen Rafina fight. I know you're good at stuff. So if you take the one, there are three of them, or two of them with a stick, and one of them's just
prancing
along. I thought you were just two.
Nope. Three lizard folk, two groups of three were scouted. And yes, one is on either end of the stick and one is got hands free.
You want me to get one?
What if we both go for the guy who has his hands free? Because the other two will have an element of surprise. They'll have to let go of the deer. We can take him out first, so he's probably the likeliest threat.
Well, how about just one of us does that, and the other one saves the next action for the next set?
She says in character.
It's very logical.
Good thinking. I'll get out my lucky dice to ensure that your saved action is not in vain.
Ew, it's a deer foot. Put that thing away.
Please hold my character sheet. So, two of them have the stick. Is the guy, are they in single file and the guy's in front who doesn't have the stick?
Yeah.
That is it. Okay.
Yeah.
Then
clearing crap out of the way where he needs to, stuff like that.
Laying low, I am going to wait until I'm very confident of my shot, which... I want them close enough that they can't just run away. I'm going to use my longbow for this, so I'm going to hold it flat. I'm sort of buried myself in the weeds. Uh-huh. And I'm going to shoot the guy in the lead.
Okay.
Wait, before you do that, I just want to ask, am I close enough to speak quietly to the one with the hands free without the other two hearing?
You'd probably be seen to be close enough to do that.
Even with my cloak?
Yeah.
Well, never mind. Go ahead. Chuck the sword.
Do you have a ranged attack?
I have a thing to...
Can you attack at a distance, or do you have to be standing next? Should I let them get really close?
No, it's not that. I'm not trying for proximity for any particular reason. I just wanted to try to persuade them.
Okay. Then I am thinking of...
And you guys can coordinate this. You don't have to, take turns. You can make this stuff happen simultaneously if you want to do something at the same time. Rafina, you're not technically an initiative
that. Should I attack the lead guy and you try to persuade the guy behind him?
Maybe, or I could try to heal the deer while that's happening so that the deer can be... As soon as the deer is freed, he or she can run away.
Dude looks very surprised. You can heal broken legs from a distance?
Oh, of course I can.
Well, wow. You're a powerful healer, and I'm sure if you ever had any dwarven friends, he would have appreciated your healing efforts. Not that I would know.
Not that I would know.
Touché.
Healing broken limbs from a distance. That's it. That is impressive.
Just with one word.
And little to no effort. Yeah. It's like nothing to me.
I could do it all day.
Okay. So you're going to heal the deer. We have to be careful, though. The deer is already, we both want to take care of the deer. But we don't want to, if we heal the deer instantly, we then have two unencumbered enemies who may still hurt the deer, and we would lose the element of surprise.
I feel like the two of us would be enough distraction that they would ignore the deer.
That's
a risk.
I meant more, I didn't want them going back to the river, sounding the alarm, and then all of us getting swarmed by lizard folk.
Well, that's why your longsword is going to pin all three of them right through their bellies with one fell swoop, right?
Without hitting the deer. Okay.
Yes.
Yep, I can do that.
can we see what Rafina and
have we come up yet?
we're at most 4 feet away.
This was kind of happening at the same time as you were talking to Braum, and then you took 10 minutes to get Bathwax's attention from the shimmering leaves, so you haven't got there quite yet.
Okay.
So, longbow shot / simultaneous deer heel, is that correct?
Yes. Sure. And in order to try to make this as stunning as possible, I am going to cast fire arrows.
Ooh,
which what's that?
Allows
he just
me
burns his arrows up. They're gone.
Yeah. Now you're stunned.
I grab my entire cool full of arrows, hold them aloft, and they turn to ash. And I'm like,
ah! Bet you didn't think someone could be that dumb, did ya?
Unhand that deer. I'm reading the description now. Touching a quiver containing arrows or bolts when a target is hit by a ranged weapon attack using a piece of ammunition drawn from the quiver, the target takes an additional 1d6 fire damage.
Cool.
It ceases to be on fire when it hits or misses, and the spell ends when 12 pieces of ammunition have been drawn from the quiver.
Oh, that's cool.
So.
Awesome. So you can, like, keep drawing fire arrows until you get up to 12 or whatever.
Wow, that's cool.
Very cool. All right, cool.
Twang, 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 twang.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, too. Normally that would take an action, but you're preparing, so you can do that first and then...
Oh, good, because I...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, one action casting time. Ha!
Yeah. So, like, in the middle of
like
a battle, keep that in mind.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm saying that there's, it's totally feasible that you would do that and then attack.
Mm-hmm.
But in, you know, when we get to battles, that would be a turn, basically.
In the heat of the moment,
mm-hmm.
telling you what your heart meant, I would have to take an action. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So you're going to roll your attack, and Rafina, what's your healing? What are you using to heal this deer?
I'm using healing word.
So you roll your healing for that, and everybody tell me what you get.
I'm trying to decide if I should use. At a higher level, just to increase the healing.
You don't think that's generally necessary for something like just a forest creature?
Just a what are you saying, DM? All right, good.
Greg, what'd you get on your attack roll?
18.
Oh, that definitely hits.
Okay.
So damage.
Then I will... So, am I just putting the fire damage right on top of it?
Yep. Just add that on there. You don't have to separate it for these guys. They're not vulnerable or resistant to fire.
Okay.
I'll just say that.
Just a second. All right. Okay, that is a total of 25 for the arrow.
Okay. Sorry. I thought you were about to add fire damage to that or something. That's just total 25 damage.
Yep.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. I want you to describe your execution of this lizard folk.
The
flaming arrow.
He's going to be wandering along, being a dick to a deer, totally carefree, and then imagine a sack of cornmeal.
Go on.
Since Dew was prone, and is shooting at a slight angle, it's going to catch him right above the sternum. And since it's a fire arrow, it basically is just going to... His head's going to explode.
Whoa!
It's going to take his head off, and since there's magical fire involved, the pieces are going to catch fire and just be this massive... Yeah. Explosion. It's also going to cauterize the wound as it goes. So it's there's no blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then all 7 feet of dew is going to stand up.
Who's scary?
All right. And at the same time, the deer magically receives how many hit points of healing?
Eight.
Shwing.
Shwing. She healed the wrong part.
Shwing. I don't have that sound. I would play it right now. The deer's cries seem a little less pained.
Aww.
It's still bound to this stick, but you think that the legs are healed. You think the deer is at full health.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. You guys from the distance hear the sound of a lizardfolk head exploding unmessily. And deer's broken bones being mended.
Wow. Really good hearing.
Yeah, and I need everybody to roll initiative.
Oh, crap.
Little flaming lizard bits may be hitting you all.
Wait.
Lizard chum.
Ooh, that's a good roll. I'm rolling really well tonight. That's crazy.
I rolled a 9.
What's my initiative? Oh, there it is. I rolled a 22.
6.
Yeah, I got a 19.
You didn't go first, so you should be happy.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Will, you're first. What do you do?
Well, how far away are we from those guys?
20 feet.
So 20 feet to the bad guys or 20 feet to Rufina and Lank?
I mean, they're all relatively close. I think Dew will let them get pretty close up. So it's, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm
maybe 30 feet to the bad guys.
I'm going to, like, jump and, like, not be sure why I'm doing this, but start going towards that crazy sound. I'm not used to being like this, but I'm a hero now, okay?
Yeah.
So, it's a hard job.
Yeah, you burst out and you see the scene. You see this lizard folk corpse fall to the ground.
Yeah.
And two other lizard folk who seem extremely startled, and it looks like, everybody can see this, looks like they're about to start running.
Both of them? Okay. I'm trying to think if there's a way to stop them by not killing them, because it might be nice to question them if we can. I guess I'll just...
You want to connive them?
Hit one with an Eldritch Blast. I you know.
Okay.
But I'm gonna try to hiss at Bathwack, like, if he's going with me, I'm going to be like, we got to keep one alive, right? That's an 8. All right, so I have 2 Eldritch Blasts.
I'm gonna try to command one.
Oh, sweet. Where do
but
I
I'm slow. At? You're going first.
Okay, so that's an 18 and a 15.
Okay, they both hit. Are you hitting the same guy or different guys?
Same guy, because I'm gonna try to kill one and keep the other one alive. And that's okay. Why I hissed at Bathwack. And then I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. What did you say when I said let's keep one alive?
Me?
And you're going to command them. That's what you said, right?
Yes, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm going to point at the one, you know, like before I do it, I'm going to point at the one that I'm going to attack to Bathwack. I'm communicating with Bathwack on the battlefield, you guys. Cool. Ugh.
Which one are you doing, the front one or the back one?
The back one. Okay. I point, well, whatever one is more obvious, like if I point a direction, if I think it's obvious, like if I point that way, he'll know that it's the back one. So 5 and 7. So that's 12 damage.
Okay. Your bolts smack into the guy, and he lets out a yelp of lizardy pain and drops his end of the stick.
Oh, crap. I didn't kill him.
And the back of the deer smacks into the ground.
Crap. Uh-oh.
Sorry, did its leg break?
Not yet.
It just keeps breaking. The whole time.
And it's Rafina's turn.
All right. So, I'm going to use my light spell. I bend down and scoop up some phosphorescent moss, and because that's what you need for this spell. And okay. I on fleet feet, I go up to where they all are, and I sprinkle this moss without being noticed very much onto the deer, and the deer glows with a very, very bright light.
Wow. So you cast light on the deer.
The deer is glowing.
Sweet.
And that is going to scare everybody, and they're going to run away. Wait, what happened to Greg? He's choking.
He's eating.
I was just laughing at the thought. It was like, we're trying to help this deer. Night falls and predators from miles around can see it like a beacon piercing the darkness.
They'll think it's a Patronus, Greg. Not a real deer.
Yeah.
Don't be silly.
Alan Rickman pops up forever. Always, and then
for a couple of weeks. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. All it has to do is hide under a blanket, and they'll be fine.
Okay. Easy.
Go to the blanket tree.
Uh-huh.
Get that shape across you.
Rafina's gonna mend a poncho out of leaves to put on it. So yeah, everybody seems surprised. The lizard folk are shocked. The other one drops the other end of the stick. The deer seems surprised, both with this blinding light shining out of its own eyeballs, even, and as well as the fact that it's just now thumped to the ground, completely tied to the stick.
Aww.
Your friends are surprised at this just glowing deer. Everybody's surprised, so
surprise!
You've done it.
Success!
You're surprised, since this is the first time you've ever cast this spell. Our listeners are surprised for, I don't know, the fact that they're still listening.
That's true.
All right. And then it is the front lizard folk guy's turn.
Mm.
And he is going to bolt towards the river.
Shit.
Rafina, you're close enough. You would be able to get an attack of opportunity upon him.
Oh, I so will. I'm going to whack him with my... Yeah, I guess I have both my hands. I could crossbow him, right?
No, it has to be him. Unless you're smacking him physically with the crossbow. Which you
can
do.
I?
Sure.
All right, but then do I have to use my stats for my mace?
I'd probably be less damage than your mace, since it's not really made for smacking. Ugh, it's not weighted properly.
Terrible. I'm just going to punch him then.
All right, great.
That's awesome.
All right, so, 15.
That hits. it's deals damage equal to 1 plus your strength modifier.
Okay. My strength modifier is... Wait for it.
I think it's -1. I think
it
I
is.
Remember that.
Good memory.
Okay.
Because I have the same one.
So your halfling fist deals 0 damage to him. And he bolts off into the woods.
Oh.
Wait a second.
Gets away?
It doesn't stop him.
Damage I could have done... Oh, because you rolled like a 1?
No, it's 1 plus your strength modifier is how much a punch does.
Oh, that's amazing. How insane. So he goes into the woods instead of toward the river.
Oh, the river is through the woods.
Oh, and to grandmother's house
yeah.
we go?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So... I think that it should do... I think it's dumb that it's... If you have a... I think it should do a minimum of 1 damage.
Yeah, right.
So,
I mean, especially if you're a hero.
In our game, even if you have a -1. So Will and Rafina, you guys... In the rules as written, you guys could get in a fist fight.
Right.
And it would last forever.
Yeah, me and Rafina could punch each other with impunity. There would be nothing... No consequences...
That kind of makes sense to me,
right.
though, because like, plain old NPCs, they have, like, 1 or 2 hit points, right? It's like...
Yeah.
Dealing somebody a hit point could, like, kill them.
Yeah. But that means that Will can't kill anyone with his bare hands. That's not true.
But Rafina should be able to.
Totally. So, yeah, Rafina, your needly little fist Oof. Does 1 damage as it sinks into his kidney. Oof. It's a Rafina shiv.
It's like a syringe.
Ow.
Yep.
You.
You give him a dose of the flu vaccine and he's all sore. But he still runs off into the woods.
I hope you're not allergic to eggs!
Is that like an egg sucker?
I thought it was a reference to you getting broken by eggs. She's about to bring the eggs,
yeah.
Eric.
I think
that's right.
It's a reference to people
it keeps
who
coming
have,
back.
Oh,
yes,
sorry.
It's a reference to the flu vaccine.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's
okay.
also a reference to you being broken by eggs. And
okay.
she's like, I hope you're not allergic to
this
eggs.
This is so layered.
It's so many layers to this joke.
It's like
it's
a cake you make out of eggs.
I didn't even know how complicated it was.
This episode is called The Egg Conundrum. Oh, we already had that one. All right, Dew, it's your turn.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
I'm going to go, well, no.
Oh, he got
how
really quiet.
How far would the guy be from me at this point?
Can you put your microphone back in a normal place?
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Popcorn. I was like, what happened? That was crazy. Yeah.
He was eating popcorn.
I was eating cinnamon Chex, as a matter of fact.
Ooh, yum.
Oh, it is. Amazing.
So how far away is the running guy from me?
60 feet.
I'm going to try to shoot him.
Okay.
Because we'd like to talk to him, but first priority is that he does not talk to anybody else.
Yeah.
All right. I'm assuming 60 feet is within your normal range, probably, for the longbow.
For the longbow, yes.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, just give me an attack.
That is a 14.
That misses. Your flaming arrow pings off of a tree branch.
Sets the forest on fire.
I'm still blinded by the deer.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So, yeah, your shot does miss, but you still have a movement action.
Guess I'm just going to sprint after him, then.
Okay. You can at least get half the distance. He took his action as a run action, which is why he could move so far. Uh-huh. And it's Bathwack's turn.
So there's one guy dead. There's one guy who's standing there right by the deer.
Yep.
And there's one guy who's bolted.
Correct. The guy who bolted got hit by a Rafina fist. The guy who's still there got hit by two Eldritch blasts.
Okay.
And everyone was surprised by the lighted deer. It's like one of those wire lighted deer things they have for holiday decorations.
It slowly moves its head creakily and creakily back and forth.
One of its legs isn't lit.
Yeah. You can find this in on the Pork Fried Dice merchandise shop.
Dice.
poop/html.
We'll go buy a lit up deer and break its leg.
And
there, buy it from us.
All right, we're all looking at you, Alex. What are you doing?
Yeah. Bathrak shouts surrender. He's casting command. He says it in Draconic.
All right.
On the close guy.
All right. Is there a save on command?
Yeah, it's to make a wisdom save against a DC of 16.
That's pretty good. And he rolls a 19.
Oh.
And so he says in Draconic, fuck you!
All right.
And he runs after the other one.
All right.
Did you move up to him?
No, I didn't.
I didn't actually give you I didn't ask you if you move. It's still technically your turn if you do want to take your move action before he runs. Now you get to glimpse into the future and know that he runs.
Well, I mean, I know it failed, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to chase him. I'm going to try to tackle him, but that's an attack, right?
Yeah. You can close the distance to him, and you do so, and then he gets to run. So he runs. Okay. You will get an attack of opportunity on him, and then Rafina will if he gets past you.
All right. It's a 16 to hit.
That hits.
All right. That's 14 damage.
All right. He is
dead. Bathwick says, what? He's dead?
He's dead.
Oh, nice. Not before I say fuck you.
Okay.
Gotta get that in too.
Well, you say but fuck as the sword gets halfway through him, and then you say you as it comes out the other side.
And they say it in Draconic, so it sounds like this.
Is that Draconic or Nightingale?
All right.
Look at me.
Will, it's your turn.
Again? Oh, crap.
Sorry. So should I just leave you out?
I was not sure.
Wait, so there's
sure.
just one that's not dead.
Because you said the left. Close one. Is that the one that I hit, or is that the one that was running away? So the one that was running away is still gone running away.
He is 60 feet away from all of you. 30 feet away from Dew, because Dew took off after him.
and Bathwack had tried to cast command on the same guy.
On the dead one.
On the dead one. Okay. I just like look at him and I'm like, ah, like claw hands, because I was saying that one was mine and that one was yours and ah, like that's what I do to Bathwack.
Uh-huh.
And then I turn and try to run in the direction of that guy.
Okay. You can use your move to get 30 right. feet.
If I go 30 feet, is yeah. he, can I still see him, or is the woods like really hard
no,
to
you
see,
can
him?
See him?
Yeah. So this I'm going to run 30 feet here. And I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast on him, I guess. All
right. He's 30 feet away.
Yeah. That is an 18. You said plus 6, right?
7, I think.
7. So that's a 25 and another 18, a 25. I have rolled three 18s, two 20s, and a 19 tonight. That's insane. This dice, this is my birthday dice that you got me. It's amazing. I love them.
Both all hit.
Right. Awesome. All right. 5, 8, 13.
Okay. Both are solid hits. What was it, sorry, total 13?
Running, huh? 13.
Yeah. Yeah, but he is still running, yes. He is still up.
Dang it.
And Rafina, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to shoot him with an arrow.
Okay. Do it.
Okay. Automatic miss? Why? What the heck?
Did you roll a 1?
Why would it even say that? It says 8.
That's probably 1 plus 7.
Yeah.
So probably a 1, but you're lucky because you're a halfling, mm-hmm. so you get to reroll it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I'm amazing.
It's the same! But wait, with the same, I get to go again, right?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's just one time.
Wow, I'm so lucky. I didn't really need the music, but thanks.
That's what you get.
Cancels it out. Everyone all right, the next person better get him.
Yeah, seriously.
Do you run after him too?
Sure, why not?
Okay. All right. And it
no,
is the...
I don't. I started untying the deer.
Okay. And this lizard guy, he runs further, and he has reached the river.
Oh, God.
So what's his distance for everyone now?
Depends on who we're talking about. For you,
let's talk about me.
It's your turn, and he is 90 feet away from you.
Shit. And whose turn is it?
Yours.
Oh, it is mine. Oh, good.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know where it becomes... normal range versus long range if I shoot an arrow.
For the longbow, it's a range of 150/600. So 150, anything under 150 is regular.
Oh, so he's still in range?
Oh, yes. Oh. For a longbow, definitely.
Then I am going to try to shoot him again.
Go for it.
Shit. That's a total of 19.
Oh. Well, you shouldn't have said shit, because that hits.
Well, it was shit because the die was on its way off into the wild wilderness of the carpet. Okay.
All right.
Then total damage would be, with the flamingness, is mm-hmm. 19.
Okay. Yeah, your arrow flings off, shoots under branches and past trees, right through an oak leaf, and straight into his back and through his heart. And he splashes down face first, dead, into
whoa,
the river.
Phew. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
That was
I'm
a
going
close
to,
one.
I'm going to sprint after him to move the body out of sight.
Mm,
okay.
Smart.
So Dew pulls the,
pulls
the body.
Pulls past me.
Hmm?
He runs past me.
Well, you guys were about the same.
Oh, were we?
Yeah.
Will,
oh, okay.
Will takes an attack of opportunity.
Yeah! Come on! He ran past me!
No, you felt that arrow twang, the arrow,
oh my
the
God.
Bowstring twang in your ear as he let go.
I look to my side, then I look up because he's huge. Oh, God!
So yeah, you drag the lizard folk back into the bushes. Rafina, you're able to untie the deer.
I would like to speak with the deer. I have talked to animals.
What? You do? I think the game is just broken.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. I speak with animals, so I'm like,
speak
I'm going to do this.
With animals.
When did this spell come into existence?
Can you hear me?
I feel like
me?
You've always wanted to speak to animals.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you really do have it.
My little faith. I gain the ability to comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts for the duration. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes.
Yep.
All right. So the knowledge and awareness of many beasts is limited by their intelligence, but at minimum, beasts can give you information about nearby locations and monsters.
Uh-huh.
Including whatever they can perceive or have perceived within the past day.
Okay.
At the DM's discretion, I might be able to persuade a beast to perform a small favor for me.
Okay.
Can you scratch my back right here? Hello, dear. How are you feeling?
I'm assuming you do this before you untie it.
No, I'm untying it at the same time.
Oh, okay. The deer, you can tell its heart is racing. It's kind of like wild-eyed. It's kind of laying there, panicked. And it says, I'm okay. Better than I was before. This is a bit scary, though. Thank you for untying me.
Aww. He sounds like the Gump from The Wizard of Oz 2.
Okay, I it says I can dismiss the light spell as an action. Do I have to do anything special? Do I have to wait? I mean, we're out of initiative, right?
No, you're fine.
All right. So,
that's a
relief. I'm going to dismiss this light spell so that you don't glow anymore. But good job being intimidating while shining. That was awesome.
Oh, did I do a good job? Thank you.
Yes.
That was very bright.
High five. Just kidding. I was wondering, what's up with those lizard folk? What were they doing? Were they going to... Do they eat your kind alive? I don't understand.
I do not know. They take us sometimes from the forest and drag us back down into their water hole.
Do you know any other way to get in there?
Into the water hole?
Yes.
They just go down into the water hole.
There's no, back way? There's no back door?
A door?
Mm-hmm. A door is an entrance that's sealed off but on hinges so that you can open it and close it.
Oh, hinges. Thank you for clarifying.
Smart aleck deer.
My hardware store only has small goods.
Oh my gosh. Can we come up at this point?
Yeah,
can
sure.
I have come back? Mm-hmm. What does it look like that you're talking to this deer? Are you talking out loud and the deer is making noises? Or is it psychic? Or
Rafina said it's out loud, and so I'm going to say that it sounds like deer noises, both of them.
Are they just looking at each other and doing this? I'm freaked out.
If the deer's making eye contact, I can't speak for Rafina.
I'm making eye contact. I'm busily taking the ropes off of.
Yeah, you've succeeded at this point, but it's engaged.
And the deer light has gone out.
Yeah.
I'm just like, is that deer casting a spell on Rafina? Yeah, what's happening?
And I asked the deer, what are you most afraid of in the forest?
Well, this has been quite odd. These lizard folk people coming and taking my family members away and dragging them down into the river.
New thing?
Relatively. It's hard for me. I don't really have a great sense of time. I'm a deer, after all.
Do you ever go to the water to drink?
Of course I do. That's one of my favorite things to do with my little deer lips.
As an
quick, deer, what do you think of these pants? These pants that I'm wearing?
Yes, Greg! I knew Greg would know! Yes! Oh my gosh!
Don't use up my favor. No one else can hear my deer, right?
Oh no.
They can hear it, but they can't understand it.
Yeah,
right.
It's like, that's the sound it's making.
That's the sound both of them are making.
All right, let's layer this in post. Is that what they say? I'll go like this. But you have to talk. And I'll layer it so that the viewer can hear, or the listener, the viewer, the listener can
this
hear
is our
in
first
the background.
Video.
Here's Rafina.
We just forgot to take the video. Is that what she's doing?
Yeah, that's her sound.
That's, I'm like, Rafina's going crazy! There's something wrong with her.
So it hasn't been a long time. This has just recently happened.
I think so.
I think the scariest thing... You're just making me laugh. I can't.
Oh, I'm glad. You made me feel good, so I'm...
I told you!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a pretty good deer noise I made.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Stop it. I'm trying to have a 10-minute conversation with this deer. Stop
with
it.
This deer.
Ooh, that's a good one. That really was a deer, too.
You caught a couple of his hairs in the last knot.
Oh, man, I feel like there's so many things I could ask about, but they're not going to know about Strahd, so I'm not going to bother with Strahd. Do you know who Strahd is?
Oh, Strahd, that's my dad. No. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know about Strahd. Is that like a door?
Does your money get heavier?
Money?
Okay.
Yeah, seriously.
This has been useless. But well, thank you for speaking with me. I would like to part with a joke. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
Well, deer is spelled D-E-E-R, so I guess just a deer.
No idea.
No idea. Nice. Oh,
me neither. And he bounds away into the woods.
What do you call a deer with no eyes and no legs?
I have no idea.
Uh-oh. Still no idea.
Still no idea. Nice.
Thank you for giving me time to tell you those jokes. Goodbye.
All right. So, at the end of all this, mm-hmm. you've saved a deer and yourselves from being mm-hmm. swarmed, probably, by lots of other lizard folk.
Yeah.
Nobody has been able to raise the alarm. And from all the information you gathered, it sounds like there is one way in to wherever these things are hiding.
How does that work for people who can't breathe underwater? Well, I could change into something else that can breathe underwater or that can swim well and check out that situation. Just burning all my spells.
Do you want me to ask my cat?
Because it's just bones. It can walk through a river without getting swept
it's
away.
Like the,
I have no idea.
Like near the end of the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie. It just walks on the bottom.
Just walking on the bottom. Maybe if we weigh it down. Okay, cat, what do you put together with? I look at it. Is it wired together? How does it stay together?
Terrifying. Some more fish tacos.
Well, it's covered in rabbit skin, so you can fill it with whatever you want.
Did that actually happen?
I don't remember.
You
were prepping the skin.
I was prepping. I don't think I was done yet. But
They've not been
I can't
properly
wait
aged.
For that day. It is going to be so grotesque. It's amazing. I love it.
So, yeah, do you want to send Pippa too?
Should we just try Pippa first, I say, with a shrug?
Captain Clockface probably doesn't breathe. You don't think he does?
But he's made of wood. He'll float.
Brom,
but he also doesn't talk.
Brom is disposable, so you can put Brom in the hole.
Hey, Clockface. Hey, Clockface.
He's right
but
there.
But how is he going to talk to us? I mean, I guess the cat won't talk to us either, but...
Clockface, do you float?
He shrugs.
Do you want to find out? Should I just throw you in there?
He shakes his head, and then he walks into the river.
Oh, okay, everyone, hide!
Well, as he walks into the river, his feet come out from under him, and he
floats. Floats down the river, bye! Bathwack, get your luggage! It's floating away!
Get your luggage.
I hope you put a colorful ribbon on it so we can find it again.
Does he really need help?
Well, he's floating away, Ding-Dong.
He's trying. I mean, he can swim. It, like, looks like he's like swimming over to the bank. But yeah, he can't like stop himself from floating without grabbing onto something. but he quickly just stepped in, basically, and he pulls himself back to shore.
Well, bones float too.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We could weigh it down with like a something, maybe.
Yeah.
Captain Clockface holds up one foot and then holds up the other foot and shrugs.
I'm gonna put some of the money into the cat.
Ooh.
Just into it?
In a sack. Yeah. How
do we need to like fasten it?
You could like put it in a sack in the rib cage.
Coins are big enough, right? That they wouldn't. Well, I guess there's really nothing holding it in the rib cage, though. It's not like it'll just fall through the slots. We'll throw the
what? What did you? Don't you have your money in a bag because you were like, "Oh, I'll toss it in the river so it'll float."
Yeah.
So it's all set to go.
That's all we talk about.
Oh God.
Yes, I tie the lanky pack to the cat to weigh her down.
Mm-hmm. All right.
In she goes.
Okay. She seems willing enough. She.
I'll give you a fish taco at the next opportunity if you go investigate this for us.
All right. Bounds into the river.
Aw.
Dew says to Rufina, "You can heal a deer's legs at a distance. Can you do anything for that cat?"
We've tried. I'm not destined to have a live cat for long, though, so I'll take this one.
While we're waiting, Dew is checking the rabbit hides.
Aww.
We need to do something about this.
Still got some time. All right. After, I'd say, 4 minutes, the cat comes back.
Ooh.
The very next day.
We thought it was a goner, but the cat.
Yep. So, yes, you did not send your cat off to be destroyed. And there it is. It's back. Still got the money tied to it.
All right, cat, tell us what you found. What? Speak up.
I'm hoping you can speak to the cat.
We didn't think this plan through.
Just sits there and looks at you.
You were just talking to a deer. Can't you talk to the cat?
I mean, I'd have to cast it again if I were allowed.
I mean, you could try. It's a spell, as long as you have a slot for it.
All right.
Do you have a slot for it?
Yes, I still have 2 first level slots left.
Okay.
Hey, kitty catty. What was it like down there?
It looks up at you. It tilts its head like you think it maybe understands you. And it opens its mouth and nothing comes out.
Oh, no.
It opens its mouth again.
You're making rules about the fact it's a skeleton cat.
Yeah.
Way to be creative, DM.
Ugh. And then it nods.
Oh, all right, we've got this binary situation, guys. We can ask yes, no questions. Here we go.
Okay, cat, wait, first, ask the cat if it wants to have dead rabbit skin sewed together and put on it.
Do not, under any circumstances, make that the first question. We almost got mobbed because, as I pointed out, I didn't want them to go back and raise the alarm, but you insisted on helping the deer first. So, forget about the rabbit skin. What did he see? She see?
She? Did you see fish?
It nods.
Did you see lizard folk? I was just finding out if she was going to tell us the truth.
Shake head.
No, you saw no lizard folk.
Shakes,
did you
no.
see a cavern or any type of passageway?
Nods, yes.
Did you see any sort of breathing apparatus under there?
Shakes no.
Did it look wet in the cavern?
Shakes head.
It didn't look wet. Wow.
So we may be able to dive in and then there's breathable air.
And get stuck there forever. Yes.
Okay.
Do you know Pippa?
It, cocks its head.
Are you Pippa?
It nods.
Oh, I didn't want to ask because I was afraid of the answer, but I'm so glad I did. We're all very sorry you got squashed, but I'm glad you're here.
It nods.
And the cat's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, what else do I ask the cat?
Does it want to have rabbit skins wrapped around its dead skeleton body? I think is really an important question.
Are you cold?
It shakes its head.
So I guess we just go in.
Yeah, so Pippa, do you think we could actually reach, we could swim down there ourselves? Like when you were a real cat with lungs, would you have been able to dive under there and reach the dry part before, on one breath?
She nods.
Huh. All right. Well, what the heck are we doing now? I think we've got a plan. Thank you, Pippa. You're the best kitty ever.
It tilts its head up to get a scritch under the chin.
Aww.
Scritchy, scritchy, scritch.
Bone scratch. Ouch.
Bone scratch, ouch.
It just seems like that would be... owie.
Totally filed my nails down. Great.
Okay.
All right.
Now what?
Now Bathwack wants to talk.
Oh, wow. Go ahead, Bathwack.
Bathwack's wondering if... Now he's just wondering if he's going to drown if he jumps in with his plate mail on. Hmm. There's chain mail, sorry.
I have to assume you can hold your breath for a while, though. Like a turtle.
As long as you keep your butt above water.
It's cloaca.
That's right. I'm always terrified of drowning in the bathtub.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody's just staring at the water.
I'm just staring at Bathwack. I'm wondering if he's going to answer the question.
Here, Bathwack, you go first, Shove.
Roll a strength check.
This is going to go well.
Do you resist, Bathwack? If you resist, then yes.
In the moment, do I think I could get my plate mail off fast enough if I'm drowning?
You're not going to drown. You're strong. You're balanced.
You're strong enough that you could fight against it. You'd be able to swim.
All right. Then I'm not resisting.
Oh, he's not resisting.
Oh, then Dew's going to leap in after him.
All right.
So I get, okay.
So Bathwack has just been pushed into the, I guess into the, I was picturing you still on the side of the river.
Yeah, are we, because it's only like 2 feet tall or something like that?
With the river itself? Or
it was up to the thigh?
So Bathwack is just pushed into the water and Dude jumps into the water with him. Yeah. It's like,
and we're both, what?
Why did you do this?
I'm sitting on the ground and you're, yeah.
Dude is spread eagle face down in the water.
These bad guys are watching us. They're not going to be afraid at all. Says Will.
It's all the plan. Part of the plan. And Brom has rejoined you, by the way.
Hey, Brom, get the fuck out of here, I say. I turn around. What are you doing?
I shouldn't come?
I don't think so. Right, guys?
He can probably swim better than most of us.
Yeah. Do you even have, like, a weapon or anything?
I am a very good swimmer.
Oh, a machete, you said. Is that it?
Yeah, he has his machete.
That's what you have. That's it. Look at this turtle guy with his shield and this giant.
What do you have?
Listen, it's called magic.
Try it sometime.
Didn't you see what I did to that guy?
No, you told me to hide.
All right. Yeah, you're right. I can do nothing. I don't know why I'm with this group. I just wear nice clothes. I make us look good. That's about it. Let's jump in this river. This is the worst.
You say that he eyes your boots.
Yeah, these are, yes, from your village. They don't match my outfit at all. And I...
Dive in head first.
I throw the boots in the river. Oh, God. Well, hopefully they provide some kind of water resistance better than my other shoes.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I would have to think that boots made in a fishing village would anticipate getting wet on occasion.
I mean, didn't I buy waders? They go up to my chest, right? That's the boots.
They go up over your head.
I was assuming that that's what I was buying.
They're like Rafina's socks, except on the outside.
Want socks like that, man.
You're basically wearing a dry suit.
Yeah, Will's been traipsing through the woods with flippers on this whole time.
Oh my God.
All right. So is everybody... okay. Decide whether what you tell Brom. Order him around. He does seem to defer to all of you, so...
Right? It doesn't make sense for him to go in there with us, right?
I mean, the rainbow trout told me to come with
Brom,
you.
Brom, do you have any...
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to ask the same thing.
What?
Do you have any combat experience?
Oh, that's funny. I was going to ask something different.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I was going to ask if you had any family.
So I was asking the question and Bathwack was assuming the answer.
Oh my god. That's amazing.
Oh. Brom, will you be missed when you're dead in what? 5 minutes?
Well, my mom is somewhere off in Carnivore, I think.
That's right.
Last I heard. Do I told you about that?
You did.
Otherwise, no. Eric is about to say, what's her face back in town is kind of my girlfriend, but he would know her name. not urine.
Not urine.
Robin was her name.
Okay.
But yeah, otherwise, no.
Okay, what did the rainbow fish tell you? What were the things he actually said? You keep saying he told you to come with us, but I thought it was as a guide, not like as our bodyguard.
He was talking to me a little bit before you guys talked to him.
Even though we went right in and put our heads right in the water, right, guys? Yeah, no, I didn't.
Anyway. I'm the only one who has no idea what happened.
Oh, yeah, you weren't even there.
Well, you probably... I'm assuming you're...
I guess firsthand,
I was not a witness to these events.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said that if I went with you all, I would... What was the... He said that I would...
Be torn into bite-sized pieces.
He said I would discover my true self.
Whoa. Well, I mean, I guess it's also like how much faith do you actually have in a fish?
Complete.
It's not mine, so it's not my god or anything.
Utter.
Well, you know what? It's your choice. Let's walk into the river, guys.
Okay. I'll come with you.
This guy wants to come with us. Good luck, Brom.
Thanks.
I thought you were like, good luck, brah. Like, you know, like...
Brah.
My kids have been saying
fish
all the time. It's
really?
Crazy.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
All right. And so, without further ado...
Oh, I make an ado.
Oh, I know.
I make an ado. I have to walk into a river?
Yep.
No way.
We have ado right here.
Yeah.
Without further ado.
Without further ado.
Just a single ado.
For you already have much ado.
About nothing.
Will carefully takes off all of his clothing one by one and puts them in Ziploc bags.
What?
Yeah. Oh, well, no.
Yeah.
While shouting, don't you look at me!
I think I'm gonna use disguise self and be and look like a lizard folk.
Okay.
I'm gonna do that. Oh, just cool. In case.
On the shorter side, okay. But yeah.
On
it's
the
passable.
Are they're taller than us?
They're taller than okay. Well, they're like as tall as like Dew and Bathwack.
Okay.
So it's like within reach.
If I have to be short, like how much shorter?
It's not laughable.
Okay. So I was gonna say I would like give myself.
I mean,
other
everybody
weird
laughs
characteristics.
At you.
Everyone laughs at me. Nice.
All right, and yeah, you all head down in.
Okay.
Captain Clockface has weighted his feet, seeing how successful this was with Pippa, and you all head down into this hole just in the middle of the river.
Oh my god!
And
we dive in
one by one. Plump, plump.
Oh my god.
Plump, plump. A last little.
Can I swim?
A last little ripple, a few bubbles pop up to the surface, and then all is still.
And we died.
And the
we
birds
drowned.
Start chirping again.
Oh no.
It's like we got sucked into the tube, like Augustus Gloop.
Augustus Gloop. Augustus Gloop.
The deer was watching you all from the bushes. You see his black
and
eye.
And he was snickering still about those clever jokes. Still
the
no
deer
idea.
The deer saying to
I
himself. They're going down there. I wouldn't.
They should have gone that other way. It would have led straight to that lizard folk hideout.
The way forward was covered by a wooden flap, but they didn't ask me about that.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.